The UK Report.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. It's funny how problems that they face, we are facing here as well. This adoption problem, Adam, what's the issue there?
Yeah, the issue is, in particular, that there are just fewer people, it seems, willing to adopt.
Yeah.
And in particular, siblings. And so this has come to light with a particular case, a sort of zeitgeist case, if you like, in South Yorkshire, where a couple basically haven't been found who are willing to adopt four girls, all sisters, all under the age of 10. So up to the age of 9, it means, therefore, they're slightly older than an awful lot of adopted children. A judge has already ruled that the four should be kept together, but they can't find anyone to take them. And it turns out there are 12 groups of four or more siblings in the UK who need adopting. But frankly, just generally, the number of adoptive parents is down, the number of adoptions is down. Mm. Maybe we're less able or simply less willing to do it.
Well, it also highlights people having children they don't want. That's the tragedy. Anyone can have children. It's extraordinary. Anybody. Just tell us where things go bump in the day, will you?
Here we are. These are the places visited, which is why they're going in the day rather than the night, because people don't tend to visit tourist attractions at night. And the good people at English Heritage have listed the 10 spookiest places in England. It won't surprise you to learn that 9 of the 10 are medieval castles or Gothic abbeys with cold sensations and slamming doors and eerie footsteps and all that stuff. But one of the 10 is really interesting. It is the former home of the naturalist Charles Darwin. This is Down House in Kent, where people say they've been fritz half to death by the ghostly apparitions they've seen. But I suppose Charles Darwin's house would be survival of the fittest.
Gilchrist, he's amazing. Adam Gilchrist in London.